Hello, everyone, and welcome to 10 Minute Match Day, your last minute final word podcast out every Penrith Panthers game day and presented by the Western Weekender. I'm Troy Dodds. Nathan Taylor is with me. Happy match day, Nathan.
Happy match day, Troy.
And whether you're on your way to the game, preparing to watch it on TV, or you've just woken up and you're excited about the match tonight, we are here to get you in the footy mood. And thank you to everyone who's been listening to the podcast, Nathan. The numbers are going very well.
Yeah, we're up there with Kyle and Jackie O and Andy in the rankings at the moment, Troy.
Yeah, up there somewhere. look, it's Panthers Cowboys. Let's get straight into it. Round 8. Now, Nathan, the Panthers are coming off a pretty decent win over the West Tigers. It felt tough to get the win in the end, but I mean, reasonably comfortable, good second half, but still probably some stuff to work on for the Panthers.
Yeah, it was definitely a much needed win. We were speaking last week, Troy, how while it wasn't vital, it was definitely needed to get a win after especially the bye and losing to Manly the previous week. It did take a while for Penrith to put the foot down, but yeah, as I said, I thought the cream would rise to the top, and it did. But the Tigers put up a great fight, and I still think Penrith have a bit of work to do there in terms of their attack. I know they'll look a lot better tonight with Cleary running the show, but it was good to finally get another win on the board.
North Queensland, they were pretty ordinary against the Sharks. They lost to the Eels the week before that as well. So after a reasonably good start and scoring plenty of points in different games, the Cowboys, gee, this is a real big test for them tonight. Back at home, their preferred time slot, the 7:30 Saturday time slot, they really need a win. And that's why I think it's a bit of a danger game for Penrith.
Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys, they've had a very interesting start to the year. I've noticed that the wins they have put up have been against some lesser opposition, so you take that into a bit of account there. But tonight's another danger game for Penrith. Hopefully with most of their troops back tonight, Penrith should get the job done. They've had some success in Townsville in recent years. I think last year they've struggled, struggled in the last couple of years, but they've certainly won at that stadium before. I don't know what to make of the Cowboys yet. We'll see what happens. Penrith played Manly a few weeks ago, and they came off a pretty heavy defeat too, and they bounced back in a big way when they met Penrith the following week. So hopefully the same thing doesn't happen tonight.
Of course, the last time the Panthers and Cowboys met, the Cowboys needed a bit of a miracle to play Scott finals football.
Drink water or something? And, didn't he get a try at the end there? Or?
No. That was the game in Townsville, last year. That did go to Golden Point. You're but talking about the one at Penrith. Penrith, of course, played in the last round of last
for the minor
season.
Premiership and, too,
indeed, and the Panthers put the cleaners through them on that night. Nathan Cleary is returning, as you mentioned. Ivan Cleary was asked about this yesterday upon landing in Townsville. He held a press conference at the McCure Hotel there.
I heard it was very well attended.
Yeah, well, there's not a lot of journos. The interesting thing, isn't it? Not a lot of journos travel these days, because, you know, technology's changed and you're covering games off TV. So, yeah, you can be a little bit strategic. Now, Ivan's been having his press conferences at the start of the week.
Yeah, he could definitely have had it here at some point.
He just decided to have it up there in Townsville, where I'm guessing there wasn't too many journos there. In fact, I think it went for all of 3 minutes. But he did speak about Nathan Cleary's return, and here's what he had to say.
Yeah, he is. So, yeah, even though he's our main playmaker, that's going to take a bit of time as well, just to get him. He plays differently to Brad Schneider. Brad's done a really good job. It's a difficult position to come into, and all in all, I think he's done a really good job. And but it's obviously nice to have Nat back to help steer the ship.
Ivan Cleary there, and that is a critical return. There's no doubt about that. Brad Schneider, it was pretty good in that Roosters game, but probably still couldn't completely put the match away. And it's the same with the Tigers last week. I mean, he's a good player, but he's no Nathan Cleary.
No, of course not. And he's done a great job to keep Penrith afloat. I think he went and had a 2-1 record while Cleary was out. Now you'd be happy with that as a coach and as a fan. So yeah, I think we'll definitely be seeing Schneider again at some point this year, especially with Nathan's going to be out for Origin representation. So it's good that he's got a bit of taste of the team now, and before he has a bigger stint later on this year.
Now, in terms of the news leading into this week, it has surrounded Sania Taruva more than the actual match, because we've got the news that Sania Taruva is off to the West Tigers for the next 3 years. He only got a 3-year deal. Shane Richardson got a 4-year deal. the new CEO there, former Panthers CEO too, Richo, getting a new gig. But yes, we've got Sania Taruva off to the Tigers now. how we understand this has played out, obviously, is that that the Panthers have put a dollar figure on what they believe Sonia Taruva is worth.
Yep.
There's no question that they could pay more if they wanted to, because obviously there's a fair bit of cap space there now with James Fisher-Harris leaving at the end of the season.
Yep.
But the Panthers have made the decision to stick to their guns, and that has resulted in Sonia Taruva having a look at the money on offer elsewhere. He was linked to the Dragons and Knights. Mm. Where do the Tigers come from?
Honestly, I can't believe it, Troy. It certainly shocked me a couple of days ago when the news came out that the Tigers were the ones that were going to pick up his services. Yet another Panther going to the Tigers. It's just unbelievable. He's got the Appy connection there. He's going to have Luai there next year as well. But as someone said, that connection must be much more deeper to him than winning premierships at Penrith, because he's got a better chance, like, no offense to the Tigers, and I'm sure everyone listening would realize this, he's got a better chance of winning more premierships at Penrith than he has at the Tigers.
Mm.
But that bond that he has with Appy must be very, very strong for him to go there for, they're saying, maybe another extra 50 or 100 grand that Penrith could have offered over the next few years. It was bizarre.
This has all happened very quickly too, because we know he was only being driven around to clubs a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So very, very quick that this has happened now.
And they're not even playing him at fullback either, by the sound of it.
Yeah, he's going to play in the centres there.
Another reason I can't understand this.
Interestingly, the Tigers now have obviously last year's Rookie of the Year, and you would argue the runner-up Rookie of the Year in Jareen Buller. So, they've got some good talent there, the Tigers. They've got Jerome Luai, of course, coming as well. So we'll see what happens there. But look, I still think I give credit to the Panthers for sticking to their guns. I don't think you can pay overs, particularly when you think about other players who may have taken pay cuts to stay other players who we didn't keep because of the, this rule that we've kind of implemented that we don't pay over. So you've got to stick to it.
Yeah, and that makes sense. Of course, you can't give this guy... He's only young too, so he's a great guy. We all love him, but he's only young, and Perenith obviously tried to make him realise, look, this is what you sort of get at this point in your career, and then maybe by his next deal, they'll go up. Like, I'm sure that happened to Brian Toto. He wasn't making a Motzer at 21.
And no offence to Sonia Taruva, but most wingers score those tries, Exactly. And I mean,
Sivo's been doing it for years.
He's on the score sheet a lot, but you look at the service we get, say, out of a Brian To'o, the run metres from Brian To'o, the reliability under the high ball. That's obviously a winger you'd go, well, here's someone we need to keep. We get so much more out of him. Sonia Taruva, at the moment, it's often spectacular because of the amount of tries he scores, but the work's done prior to that. So anyway, we see what happens. How do you think it'll affect his mental state and his game for the rest of the season, starting with tonight, of course?
Look, I don't think it'll have too much of an effect on him. This contract thing's been going on for the last couple of months, and he's the leading try scorer, I think, definitely at Penrith and maybe the NRL as well. So I don't think that'll have any effect on him as well. He's a happy guy. Nothing seems to worry him. So he's a rich guy now as well. So well done to him.
Panthers made their way to Townsville, of course, a couple of days ago, settled in there, ready for this one. How do you see it unfolding?
Look, it could go either way again. I'm still not sold on Penrith this year. I still want to see a little bit more, and maybe this could be a statement win that they need. Look at teams like Melbourne yesterday, who put the cleaners through South, and I can't imagine next week when Penrith plays South that they're going to put 60 on them. I doubt it.
But well,
I don't know. This is not Penrith's go, I guess. But look, I just like to see a good, solid performance. I don't expect them to thrash Cowboys by any means, but hopefully they do enough to get the job done on tonight and put in a good show.
I think the Cowboys will probably play a pretty good 20-30 minutes at the start of the game. There is no way that they will be as bad as they were against the Sharks last week, especially at home. But just can't see Penrith getting beaten. If Penrith turn up pretty much full strength, and I just can't see that they get done by the Cowboys tonight. Stranger things have happened, but I've got them Penrith by 16 points.
16 points. I'm just going to go Penrith by 12.
Okay.
They've been up there for a couple of days now, so they've acclimatized to the conditions, and they're not going home until tomorrow night either, Troy. So it's going to be a short turnaround for that Rabbitohs game next week.
Obviously not a lot of direct flights happening in and out of Townsville, and that is a bit of an issue. Penrith play next Thursday night. You've actually got some news there that the Panthers not quite happy with that draw when it came out. That was something they circled and went, not happy about this.
Yeah, no, it's terrible for them, because usually, if you're playing a Saturday night game, it's probably unlikely you're going to get a flight back to Sydney from Townsville that night. But they probably would have preferred something, maybe a morning flight out of Townsville, and you would have been home by early afternoon. And then the thing is that back on that is they play South on Thursday, so that's by the time they get back to Sydney, they probably have Monday off. catch up on Tuesday. They might get one training session, a captain's run in before Thursday's game. So they could be completely underdone for that one.
Yeah, that will be interesting. And there'll be a lot of speculation heading into that one as well, mainly around, of course, the Rabbitohs with the future of Jason Demetriou and what is happening there. 30 degrees in Townsville today, by the way, is the top temp. So it was 30 yesterday as well, so the boys know what kind of temperatures they're dealing with. They would have done the captain's run a little bit later in the day yesterday to know the conditions. But yeah, 30 degrees, so a bit warm up there in Townsville. We'll see what happens there. Where are you watching the game?
I'll be watching it from home in my lounge room in Thornton, Troy.
Okay, well, yes, I'm going to fire up the wing tonight and watch the game there, not heading to Townsville. I haven't been to that new Townsville. I've been to the old stadium in Townsville.
Yeah, Troy has been to nearly every NRL stadium in the country and overseas as well, right?
I've been to Go Media Stadium, as it is now, but I've actually fallen a bit behind now because obviously a new stadium in Townsville.
Yeah.
But also, the Dolphins are in the comp. I haven't been up to Redcliffe, so I'll have to add that to the list. All right, it's the Panthers and the Cowboys. Should be a beauty. 7:35 tonight. You can see it on Fox League and KO. And, of course, read all about it in the weekend or an extra time next week. Nathan, enjoy the footy.
You too, Troy.
Scott McRae is going to ring the siren, and we're going to see you next week. Enjoy the game.